Yes, I'm Tom Jennings. I knew the band on a personal and professional level, working with them to promote them locally, and also pretty much spent my last 2 years with them every single day, kind of just chilling and having a good laugh with them from time to time.
So Tom, you're a close friend of the band Viola Beach. What was your reaction when you initially heard the news just over a month ago?
I think it was just a massive shot to the system and almost denial in terms of... So someone sent me an article about the car crash, and I was just kind of going, not a chance, you know, the car crashes happen all the time, sadly, and it's a different country, there's no way it's going to be them. And as people, you know, you message them and you see what's going on Twitter, and piece by piece it kind of all came together. And it, as I say, it was just... You couldn't believe it, and you see it all the time, sadly, in the news, you know, in your day-to-day life. But when it's so personal, and when it's about someone who you've spent the last 2 years of your kind of life seeing every single day, massive, massive shock to the system to lose someone like that.
What did you do initially? What was your kind of first reactions? Who did you go to? Who did you speak to?
I think it was, funnily enough, I was getting ready to go out, suspecting they would be out in Warrington, you know, in the cultural quarter where we always used to kind of socialise. And when people started to phone me in terms of saying, have you heard, have you seen, I was still in that denial phase of, oh, it's all just rumour, it's all just, you know, it's not them. And then as... friends started ringing, it was really hard, you know, some people phoned, you know, crying their eyes out, and it was difficult to still try and deny it after that.
Who were you close to in the band? Obviously all of them. Who was kind of, you know, you were really, really good friends with, and tell us a bit about them. What were the lads like?
So I was probably out of the closest, probably say Tom. So he used to work in the lounge bar, and I used to do the promotions for the lounge bar for a good while. So I pretty much saw and worked with him every single day, and all of them, you know, worked different shifts at the lounge one by one, kind of behind the bar or vice versa, and all of them just were a whirlwind. You know, that they were just full of life. They lived for every single moment. They were just crackers, but in the best way possible. You know, that they brought a smile to, you know, bringing a smile to my face, remembering them now. And they would just be full of life, and they just gave everything their all, and they would never have a problem with anyone. They would never hurt a fly. They were so loyal to their friends. They were the closest four lads I ever knew. And within that, straight away, they would welcome you into that family, and they and testimony to that is how many people are, you know, getting behind the gig, getting behind the kind of the events that we've been putting on, as friends and family. You know, they had such a fan base and a family of friends around them. As soon as you met them, you were best friends with them. You know, they absolutely loved every single person that knew them and came out with them and socialised with them. They were just the best four lads in the world.
And there were four lads from Warrington, and of course the manager as well. What does it mean to Warrington to have lost these people?
I think it's huge. I think, you know, they were going to be up there. They are up there now, you know, as something that this town is so proud of. And I think when you think of what the town's known for, you know, in terms of Warrington Wolves, you know, the Rolling Stones, Stone Roses, Gary Katona, you know, you kind of think Viola Beach is up there now, you know, and they would have got there anyway. You know, they would have been huge. They would have been international. They would have been as big as, you know, any bands in their genre. And they're there now, and we've got to keep them there, and we've got to keep, you know, keep that kind of, you know, that presence up in terms of people, making sure that we remember them properly, and we value them for what they have brought to Warrington and what they would have brought to Warrington as a very close connected town. You know, the kind of shockwaves have gone through the town, but this town has come together so well as well. You know, there's hundreds of flowers outside the lounge. You know, there's thousands of people sharing it and talking about it. You know, this town got four local lads who self-funded their own album, working every hour they could to produce it. And, you know, it was number one in iTunes, you know, and got to number 11 in the charts. That's huge, and that's something, you know, our town should be so proud of.
Something you mentioned there about the legacy that these guys will have now. How does Warrington Town, obviously putting on this performance and this tribute in a few weeks. How else does the town kind of keep Viola Beach's legacy?
I think a lot of the legacy is personal within the friendships. I don't think we're ever going to kind of forget them. I'm certainly not. I think they're always going to be in our hearts and minds. You know, there's throughout the past couple of weeks, all we've been doing is just remembering all the funny stories that we've got, all the hilarious moments that we shared with them. And because they knew so many people, and because so many people knew them and knew of them and had shared moments with them, they're never going to be forgotten here locally. It's amazing to see the level of support that people are showing in terms of having a memorial, and I'm hoping Warrington Borough Council really take notice of that and we do get some kind of memorial locally for the town. And as I say, you know, the gig on April the 2nd is going to be a huge part of everyone coming together and remembering them in one place and sharing their music, their memories, and, you know, four of the best lads I ever met, and obviously Craig, who got them to where they were.
So talking about the gig, it's going to be at the Parr Hall, where they were due to perform later this month. What does it mean again to yourself, to their friends, family, and to Warrington that we're going to be putting on a performance to tribute the band?
I think it always takes me back to when they would talk about how big they wanted to become. And they always said that they wanted their friends and family with them, that they wanted to take us on tour, that they were joking about America and Spain and saying, you know, just save up your pennies and come with us and come and enjoy what they were experiencing. They lived to be on the road, they lived to be on stage, you know, and they were so humble about it. You know, they were never ever kind of cocky or egotistical about it. They absolutely were just overwhelmed by how quickly everything was taking off for them. They wanted to take everything and everyone with them. And I think to be able to remember that and to be able to cherish that and value that at a gig with all their friends, with all their family, hopefully, and, you know, with everyone who they toured with and people who were changed by their music, it's going to be something really special. It's going to be one of those moments that you remember for a lifetime.
How do you think friends and family can move forward now, you know, after hearing this devastating news? Where do people go from here? How are you moving forward?
I think it'd be wrong for me to kind of talk about, you know, how the families are moving forward. But what I would say is that they have got a huge network of friends who will support them in any way we can. I've certainly gone to one of the MAB members' family kind of parties, if you will, and the emotion and the shared connectiveness there was amazing. And, you know, this is a time for everyone, obviously, to take as much time as they want, you know. And I think the one thing that I would put out there is that anyone who's affected by it has such a huge family of support and such a huge network of people that want to, help each other get through this.
So tickets are going on sale tomorrow morning. What are you hoping, completely sell out?
I am hoping to get my ticket myself. So I will be waiting, online and at the phone line to make sure I get myself a ticket. I think we're definitely going to get a sellout. I would be surprised if we don't get a sellout. And I think that people need to remember this is once in a lifetime, that if you knew the band or if you just love their music, this is going to be something incredibly special that we're all going to share. And we're all as equals in that room, screaming away to Swings and Water Slides. It's going to be something amazing. So, you know, do not miss out.
That's great. Thank you.